Hi, Quick Answers here again. Let's talk about general tactics this time that we can take when we're talking to somebody about Christianity. If somebody may have expressed some interest or it's come up somehow in a conversation, and there we are. We're starting to talk about spiritual issues. Rule number one, keep it simple. Sometimes we do what I call a data dump. We just give people all the information that we came across recently in a book or website, and it isn't even what they necessarily wanted. You're just giving them way too much, and you're overwhelming them, and they don't even know where to go with that information. Secondly, keep it simple and listen. Number two, listen. We're so quick, and I'm more to blame than anybody. I'm quick to throw out my ideas, and sometimes I'm just kind of waiting for somebody to shut up so I can throw my ideas at them. That's not good. That's not right. These are people made in the image of God. We need to treat their questions and their concerns seriously. And we need to know, what is it that they are struggling with that we may be able to talk about as far as Christianity goes? So we need to be good listeners. Here's another general tactic. We may end up starting without using the Bible. Now, that sounds funny coming from somebody who thinks the Bible is reliable, is God's word, and that we can trust. Okay, but we're dealing with, and I'm thinking about this world out here, take a look, the non-Christian world is actually in the Christian world as well, the Bible is just not read. People don't understand it. People think of it as an ancient document. If you start quoting Romans or Colossians or Ephesians to somebody, chances are their eyes are going to glaze over. So unless they have a question about the Bible, then certainly you're going to talk about it. But start without the Bible. Use pop culture. Use movie references. Use philosophy. Use history. All these things are going to point to the truth of Christianity anyway. One more general tactic. Have resources available that you can go to, whether it's websites. And I have a good list in case you'd like a resource list, but it might be websites, it might be DVDs, it might be books. You just need some of those things to deal with issues that you're not comfortable with or don't know much about. We should admit, here's another tactic, we should admit that we don't know something. This is a terrible thing to do. Don't start blowing out answers that you're really not sure of and later have to take back because the other person looked it up and found out you were wrong. Oh, that ruins your credibility big time. So if we don't know something, we say, hey, I'm not sure. I'll get back to you, because we always want to say, I'll get back to you. Another general tactic, know who bears the responsibility. If you're making the claim dealing with somebody else, then obviously that's your ball is in your court. You need to develop the answer. But many times somebody will say to you, oh, the Bible's been changed. And then you, as a Christian, start wanting to throw out all sorts of reasons why it hasn't been changed. But who made the initial claim? The other person. So ask them for their support. They bear the responsibility in that case. One last general tactic. Of course, there are others, but these are just some basic ones. Question authorities. Just because somebody has a PhD or teaches at some prestigious school doesn't mean this person is totally unbiased and totally neutral on everything and just has your best interest at heart. Not true. Most people carry around plenty of biases, and in many cases those will be anti-Christian biases. So question authorities. Find out what they're saying, if it's really true or not. So I hope this is helpful. Just some general tactics as we go about interacting with the world.